Duran Jones and the Indications, Long Way Home hier bei Flux FM. Das Studio hat sich gefüllt mit eben diesen Herren, die diesen wunderschönen Song gemacht haben. Duran Jones and the Indications.
What's up? Hey, what's going on?
Hello. But someone's missing. Who's missing?
Our keyboard player, Steve, the birthday boy.
The birthday boy. What is he doing? Is it celebrating his birthday?
Yeah, we were celebrating a little bit last night.
So you definitely celebrated last night.
Okay, that would be a question because you guys are on tour. I mean, you had a day off yesterday.
We did.
But are you still doing party after shows for singers? Especially, it's pretty hard to do party, as I know it, to rest the voice and stuff, no partying afterwards. How do you do that?
For me personally, I don't like drink another beer. Have another sip of whiskey, but then I'm probably going to bed or something. I don't really do too much, too hard on my body. Mm. Just to, you know, make sure that I'm can keep it going.
Ja, ja. Also Duran sagt, er macht's auf jeden Fall langsam. So ein bisschen Bier, vielleicht einen kleinen Whisky und dann ist das aber auch. So viel Party wird dann nicht gemacht, weil man natürlich als Musiker auch auf seinen, vor allem als Sänger, auf seinen Körper aufpassen muss und zusehen muss, dass man natürlich wieder abliefern kann. So you guys, you had a day off yesterday. It was a party day?
Yeah, we did a little DJ gig.
Where?
Oh, what was the name of that?
It's called Wiener Blut.
Wiener Blut.
How's that accent?
Wiener Blut, it was nice.
Thank you so much.
Wiener Blut.
Thanks a lot.
How was it? I mean, is it a thing to do DJ stuff?
We all like collect records, so we bring a little box of 45s, and we've been trying to DJ a little bit more on the road on our days off. It's a fun way to, you know, for instance, the show last night, or tonight is sold out, so there's a few fans that were like, we tried to get tickets, and they were able to come and meet us and listen to some of our favorite music.
Das muss man sich jetzt aber auch mal merken, denn wenn so ein Tag off ist, dann gehen die Jungs auch mal raus mit ihren kleinen Plattenkoffer, haben ein paar Platten dabei, weil alle Platten natürlich sammeln und legen dann tatsächlich auch hier und da mal auf. Da muss man einfach nur die Ohren und die Augen offen haben. Where do you announce that? Where you doing DJ gigs?
Usually on our Instagram, at Duran Jones and the Indications.
So, also da kann man es auf jeden Fall bei Instagram mal sehen. Ist jetzt natürlich für heute und Berlin ein bisschen zu spät. Das Konzert heute Abend ist ausverkauft. So, the first show you had here was at Private Club, right? Yeah. Then came Lido, which was full, and now it's sold out. What happened in the meantime? I mean, can you explain that to yourself? Is there a change in mind that people... like the people are more into older sounding music or more native music than maybe 2 or 3 years ago?
Well, I think shout out to all those folks who are listening who was out at the Private Club, because that was the first time this band has ever got caught on stage twice. We had like 2 encores. It was crazy. My shirt was like drenched, soaking wet. I could wring out all the sweat. But, you know, since the last Lido show, American Love Call has come out, and the amount of love that has been shown to the hard work that we put into that has been so representative, and people showing out to the clubs as well as the festivals out here for us. It's been so beautiful. It's been really cool.
Also die letzte Zeit war natürlich Wahnsinn und auch die Steigerung, die sie erfahren haben. Das Shoutout ging gerade raus an alle Menschen, die damals im Privatclub da waren. Das war eine unfassbare Show. Alle haben geschwitzt, die konnten ihre T-Shirts ausbringen und zweimal wurde sogar eine Zugabe gefordert. Und also das gab es halt bis dahin auch nicht. Und es ist schon tatsächlich so, dass Menschen, also all diejenigen, die auf die Shows kommen von Duran Jones and the Indications, natürlich das zu schätzen wissen, was da von Arbeit hintersteckt und welche Liebe und Passion zur Musik da auf jeden Fall passiert. I read something pretty funny. Is it true that your first self-produced album cost about, or was like $500? Is that true?
Yeah, just a little bit less. I mean, we did it all in our basement for gear. I think we spent maybe $40 or $50 on equipment. It was we had some stuff, and it was really just our own personal time sitting down there and working on it. So there's no studio time, and we were able to find some horn players that were able to do it for fairly little money. And yeah,
how do you describe it to do that? I mean, that was back in 2016. Right?
Yeah, we actually recorded it even like maybe a couple years prior to that, around like 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's not that far away. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you experience the change in or the things that you're doing now, playing big shows and going to huge studios? Do you miss that time doing it private and sitting down and taking your time? Is it, or does it change, or did it change?
It definitely changes a little bit. I mean, we have more people who are paying attention now, and people who have told us like how much our music means to them, and that means a lot to us. But it's also like it's almost like a not a burden, but it's like a it feels like a responsibility to like try to do something for those people who hear our music and have it impact their lives. But I think at the end of the day, like, we still make music for us, and we still make it, we still bring songs to each other in hopes that, like, we will, you know, the other person will get excited about it and be into it, and yeah.
Ja, ich habe gerade mal gefragt, weil das erste Album, das sie von 2014 bis 2016 aufgenommen haben, hat $500 damals gekostet. Da saßen sie noch alleine zusammen, haben das irgendwie mit eigenem Studio-Equipment gemacht und was sich in der Zeit verändert hat. Natürlich hat sich in der Zeit verändert, dass eine größere Aufmerksamkeit auf die Band natürlich oder eine größere Aufmerksamkeit zuteil geworden ist und dass natürlich das so eine Art Druck schon ist, dass man irgendwie den Leuten gefallen will, aber das Allerwichtigste der Band ist natürlich, dass ihnen das gefällt, was sie machen, und das halten sie ganz hoch. Now we're gonna listen to "Sea Gets Hotter." Can you tell us something about this song?
Yeah, this is a song about still finding love or finding someone you want to spend time with, even when it feels like the things around you or things in the world are maybe getting worse.
Also der Song ist da, handelt davon, mit wem man denn gerne zusammen sein möchte, wenn die Welt tatsächlich noch ein bisschen schlimmer wird. Das muss man sich tatsächlich gut aussuchen. Darum geht's in diesem Song "Sea Gets Hotter". Hier ist Duran Jones and the Indications. Duran, I love how you enjoy listening to that music. Do you enjoy it, right?
Yeah, man. Last time I was in Berlin, I was sick as a dog.
Oh.
I was so sick. And so now I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really healthy. I've been saying hashtag retribution tonight because I'm 100% tonight. I'm going to give it all I got.
Nice.
Yeah.
Duran Jones and the Indications sind hier bei mir im Studio. Wir haben gerade auch einen schönen Song gehört. This song is on the set list tonight, right?
You just might have to come to the show to find out. I mean,
damn. But it's sold out. I can't. Die Show heute Abend im Lido ist tatsächlicherweise ausverkauft. Aber netterweise ist es auch so, dass Duran Jones and the Indications noch ein paar Gästelistenplätze mitgebracht haben, die ihr jetzt erwerben könnt unter 030 2000 9000. Einfach mal schnell anrufen und mit ein bisschen Glück seid ihr jetzt gleich hier bei mir am Telefon. Dann dürft ihr sogar noch mal kurz Hallo sagen. So, what can we expect tonight at the show? I mean, you said it, Duran, you're healthy and happy, and you all are healthy and happy.
Yeah, I think tonight's going to be really great. If you saw us at Lido in January, we didn't have our horn section with us. So tonight we'll have the horn section with us, be playing a bunch of different songs that you maybe if you were at the show at Lido that we didn't play then. So it's going to be a really, really fresh set.
Nice.
Might be some special guests making some appearances too. Ooh, ooh.
Oh, okay, das ist natürlich eine schöne Ankündigung. Also es wird Special Guests geben auf der Bühne und es werden vor allem auch Songs auf der Bühne passieren, die letztes Mal im Lido nicht passiert sind. Also ist auf jeden Fall eine Sache, die man heute Abend sich durchaus mal angucken kann. I think my telephone is not working because it's not, but she's on the phone right now, so I don't know what's going on. Wir wollten jetzt nämlich gerade jemanden live draufnehmen, aber ich glaube, das funktioniert jetzt gerade nicht.
Well, she's raising one finger.
Oh, yeah, okay. Also vielleicht haben wir gleich einen Gewinner hier in der Leitung. Nice. So, let's see.
Oh, they're tapping on the glass. This is live radio, people.
This is live radio. Yeah. I have to wait till my phone is like blinking. Also bei mir blinkt es dann immer gelb, wenn ich hier einen Menschen in der Leitung habe. Phil, du musst jetzt hier aber auch mal reinstellen und nicht hier einen Smalltalk machen, ne? Also da bleibt das vorne in der Redaktion. Now. Now. Ich bin sehr gespannt und wir gucken in die Leitung. Hallo, wer ist denn da?
Boris ist dran. Ich lege jetzt mal auf.
Ach so. Gut. Danke, Philly.
Tschüss.
Boris ist dran. Hallo.
Hi.
Grüße dich. Na, wie geht's dir?
Och, ganz gut, auf jeden Fall.
Okay.
Ich hab gerade Ferien.
Du hast Ferien. Hast du Duran Jones and the Indications schon mal live gesehen?
Nee, noch gar nicht, noch gar nicht. Aber die Musik gefällt mir sehr, sehr gut. Also,
okay, so he's really,
really good music.
He's really, yeah. Würdest du gerne ihm noch was mitgeben für heute Abend vielleicht? Auf Englisch wäre natürlich gut.
Dankeschön.
It's really, really, really nice music. I'm looking forward to see you live today, if I get the cards.
All right, you better get ready.
Ja, also die Gästeliste geht auf jeden Fall an dich. Du bist auf jeden Fall heute Abend mit dabei. Hab ganz viel Spaß im Lido. Hab ganz viel Spaß mit Duran Jones and the Indications.
Ja, danke schön.
Viel Spaß. Tschüss.
Danke, schönen Tag noch.
He was nervous. It was nice.
I thought he did great.
Yeah, he did great.
See you tonight.
And there's going to be so many, many more to the people who are going to see you. So, okay, it's a good expectation. Some guest appearances. Nice people.
Horn section.
There's nothing better. The sun was shining today.
Yeah. Also, I would say get there early because the Dip is opening and they're a great band. And they're, I think you'll be in for a real treat if you get there in time to catch the support slot.
How do you choose the support slot?
Well, we rotate who chooses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dip also has records on Coal Mine, mm-hmm. you know, and we always really like to work with other bands on the label. We toured just in California with Rudy Dianda, who does kind of psychedelic soul, mm-hmm. and he's also on Coal Mine, and it was really great to tour with them.
Yeah, but it's sometimes, or I know bands, for them it's really important to have some friends with on tour sharing the stage with them, and it's really important for them have influence on who is on tour with. I can imagine that it's super important to feel good touring, having people around who are, I don't know, friends or...
Yeah, we also toured with some friends of ours in a band called Divino Nino. And it was a really special tour because you get to see these people every day, and it really changes your mood, I think, to be around people who have a good energy and who you're friends with.
Ja, also auf jeden Fall wird heute Abend ist auch eine gute Sache sein, dass ihr früh da seid. Die Vorband ist auch fantastisch und ihr habt natürlich auch ein bisschen Einfluss darauf, wer mit auf Tour geht. Das ist natürlich voll wichtig, dass man nicht irgendwelche komischen Leute um sich rum hat, sondern die haben auf jeden Fall immer gute Musik und nette Menschen vor sich. Also nicht nur zu Duran Jones and the Indications kommen, sondern ein bisschen vorher. So guys, thank you very much for stopping by.
It's our pleasure.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Come back soon.
Yes.
Is there a big tour planned for next year or something like that? Because you have just two dates.
Just stay posted.
Teasing is everything. This is it. Wir haben noch einen Song von Duran Jones and the Indications, Cruising to the Park. Thank you very much, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.